Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I am very happy to sit with you in meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, as per usual, and we're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or in a chair or on the sofa. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you find a way to sit that enables you to feel upright and uplifted. And as you get settled, I want to share with you something that I think about a lot as a meditation teacher and a writer, or someone who pretends to write, because it's just not always easy to get started. And one of the reasons I'm thinking about this so much, well, I think about it a lot anyway, is because I am teaching a meditation and writing retreat in May in Austin, Texas, where I am right now in person. It's limited to 13 people, including two full scholarships. So if money's a thing, please, maybe there's a way for it not to be a thing. But anyway, what I wanted to share with you today is how I have discovered our practice, the one exact one that we're fixing to do momentarily, can support you in your creativity, whether your creativity is writing or painting or dancing or parenting or gardening, or all of these things involve inspiration. And I found that our practice creates fertile ground for such inspiration to take root. Many mixed metaphors there. So why is that? So here's my theory. And I'll keep it short so we can get to our practice. Both practices, meditation and writing, combine the same two elements, among many elements, but we'll just focus on two for now. So the first element is called precision. Our practice is very precise in that it asks you to place attention on the breath. Full stop. Not the breath and something else, not the breath so that you can accomplish thus and such, but simply the breath. You let your attention rest on the breath, the feeling of the body breathing. And if you've never meditated before, this will all make sense soon. So it's extremely one-pointed, very focused breath. That's all. However, at the same time, something also happens that seems connected to this quality of precision. And when it comes to meditation practice, that something is your awareness expands. You start to see things you had not seen before. Your sense perceptions become more vivid. You notice connections between the incidences of your life, your thoughts, the things that happen to you in a day. You see patterns that you might not have seen before. This is called awareness, and it expands as we practice the precision of focus on breath. Now, why? I don't know. The fact that I don't know, but the fact that to me, at least, it is a mystery, simply elevates my respect for this very interesting dynamic between one-pointedness and a panoramic view. Now, interestingly, and we'll get to creativity in a moment, this one-pointed piece, precision, also sometimes called mindfulness, you place your mind on the object of your choosing, again, in our case, the breath, and then you hold it there to the best of your ability. And when it strays, you bring it back. You can work on that. You can try harder. You can study that. You can rouse a deeper inspiration to accomplish that mindfulness. You can work at it. You can read books about it. You can find scientific experiments that prove that it's awesome. Fabulous. Now, the second piece, awareness, you can't work on. You can't. You can't sit there and go, I'm going to be more aware. Okay, let me read some scientific studies on that. I'm sure they're out there, but nonetheless, it seems to be outside of the sphere of will. It just happens. It's organic. And rather than trying harder to expand awareness, it seems to respond better to relaxing and allowing and receiving. So that's to me, that's interesting. Now, let's go over to the creative practices. And I'll just use writing as an example because it's the only one I know anything about. And so it too combines these two qualities, precision. You can only write one word at a time. If you're a painter, you can only sort of do one stroke. If you are a gardener, you have to focus on the thing that you are trimming or planting or nurturing one at a time. Very precise. If you think of the whole thing, you get lost. So creative self-expression too is very precise. At the same time, at least when it comes to writing, how do you know what to say? It arises on good days. It is something you receive. It is something that sort of cuts through to speak to you again on good days. So creativity, again, just using writing as an example, is also one-pointed and panoramic. So though meditation and writing or creative practices are not the same, they seem to invite the same dynamic, which is settling mindfully into a particular moment or effort, and then allowing what happens to happen. It's beautiful, I would say. And the last thing I'll say before we go to our practice is, it's very hard to do alone. I don't know why, but if you are interested in writing or exploring your creativity, please, I invite you to think about coming to this retreat in May. I know it's not that far off, and Austin, Texas may not be in your on your list of places to go. Nonetheless, these retreats provide what is required for words to come out or for creativity to flow, which is a container. We have a schedule, we meditate, and then we spend time alone together working on our personal creative project, whatever it might be. And then we have lunch, which I make, which is part of my great joy, happy to make you lunch. And then we do it again in the afternoon. We do this for 4 days, really settling into our own silence, remembering our own voice, and just like any spiritual practice, it blossoms in Sangha, it blossoms in community. So though these are things we do alone, meditating, writing, creativity, when we do them alone together, it's empowering. So anyway, if this is of interest to you, great. There's a link somewhere about how to find more information. But the main thing I want to leave you with is that if you have creative impulses, creative projects, please remember this interesting dynamic between precision, also called mindfulness, and awareness, a spacious, panoramic, unfettered view of what may arise from moment to moment. These things together enable us to express ourselves. Don't take my word for that. Anyway, I hope this is useful. Again, to me, these are extremely interesting topics, and that is what motivates me to share them with you. And let's practice. Please sit up straight. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let yourself feel heavy and rooted from the waist down, and light and bright and receptive from the waist up. So we're firmly rooted and uplifted at the same time. Same time, we're just sitting there doing nothing. So no big deal, particularly. Let the belly soften. Let the shoulders relax. The mouth is closed, but the lips and teeth can be slightly parted. And let all the muscles of speech relax. The tongue, the jaw, the throat, the inclination to speak can also relax. And you can sort of fall into your own silence because there is no one in there talking. Actually, it is quiet. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, unless you have a cold. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front, up to 6 feet or 2, 2.5 meters. And just let your gaze rest rather than laser focus. Let the forehead soften. Let your attention come to rest on the breath, the feeling of the body breathing. Feel the inhale and the exhale. At the end of each inhale, there's a little gap, a little rest, and then the next inhale just happens. And you can feel that. A gentle expansion of the inhale and the letting go of the exhale. Just let your mind rest on the wave of breath. That's the whole practice. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, no big deal. No need to change that. It's not a problem. All of your thoughts will come and go. Every single one. However, if you notice that you have become absorbed in a line of thought to the point where you are no longer aware of your breath at all, your mind has left the breath and gone into thought completely, no problem. Notice that. Label that moment silently thinking. And then just let go. Doesn't matter what the content of the thought is. Just let go. Come back and begin again, feeling the body breathe. So we'll sit together in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. And it would be so great to practice together in person. If you have any possibility of coming to Austin, Texas towards the end of May to practice together and create together in a small group, it would be dreamy. So thank you. See you next week.